USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The quest to pass defense policy legislation hit a new obstacle in the Senate Monday as Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed to oppose advancing the bill further without progress on amendment votes. He'll oppose an imminent vote to cut off debate on the Senate version of the annual National Defense Authorization Act, citing GOP calls for more amendment votes. President Biden said Monday that while travel restrictions imposed on travelers from several southern African nations would slow the entry of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, it cannot prevent it. Biden said COVID-19 cannot be defeated until the rest of the world is vaccinated.
To beat the pandemic, we have to vaccinate the world as well. And America is leading that effort. We've shipped for free more vaccines to other countries than all other countries in the world combined.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.